One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ramble.
Dogs can sense like a heart attack.
I mean, Django did that. The lady that's taking care of Django, she has like a heart condition, and like twice in a row, he would like stare at her like really intensely or be by her, like just looking at her. And then 30 seconds later, she'd collapse.
Every event that we have is being created, it is happening more extreme. So if it was ever hot, it's hotter. If it's ever cold, it's colder. If it's ever dry, it's drier. And these things are happening more often in larger swings.
Yeah. I have to admit, this, you make a lot more sense now. Now that I know that your childhood was a Diablo Cody movie.
What's the weirdest thing that aliens would take as a drug from Earth?
Molly.
Molly, yes. aliens are just all in on Molly.
Yeah. Yeah. What was your first dance, your school dance like?
It was in middle school, and it was awkward as shit.
Did you slow dance?
No, I maybe at one point did, but I was so nervous that I don't remember it. I just remember it would be Yeah by Usher. Mm-hmm.
YMCA.
It would be a Ciara song.
Yeah.
One Two Step.
Yeah, One Two
Step.
Would
be in every single middle school.
Yo, little kids throw it back to One Two Step.
Be some JoJo.
Some Joe Jonas?
JoJo.
Oh, JoJo's past me. That's
JoJo. Yeah, that get out right now.
Yeah.
It's the end of you
too
and
late.
Me.
A little too late.
I'd ask you to sing
it's
it, but we get
a little
demonetized.
Too late.
She literally existed for a little short period of time.
She's still around.
And then she did Aquamarine, and she disappeared.
Yeah,
I feel like
she's around, guys.
She's back.
She is around. Guys, welcome to another one. Guys,
another one
episode of Smoshcast is Courtney hosting. Oh, whoa, who's in front of me right here? We got the Shane Top, Olivia Sway, and Noah H. Grossman.
That's the wrong initial.
It's Andrew.
It's Andrew.
Yeah,
it's Ian's middle name.
Yeah, you guys
Oh, wow, you have
we got the same one.
Yeah, you look really like an Andrew, to be honest with you.
My mom was going to name me Andrew, but then she heard an argument about bagels and thought Noah sounded better.
I know. She was in a pool. She was in a pool.
Yeah. She was. Yeah. Public pool.
This is how we know so much about each other. It's crazy.
A lot of our lives were determined by pools.
Yeah, your mom saved your life in a pool.
Yeah, that's right. I think this is my first. Have I done a podcast with either of you?
No. Really?
I don't think so.
I haven't. No, it's my first podcast with. I haven't done one with Keith either. Mm.
This is a you issue.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, what's the deal?
I've been wanting to do a podcast with Keith because on set, Keith and I talk the most crap.
Yeah.
No,
it's,
me and
it's nonstop.
Can I tell
no.
you something that Keith called me yesterday?
No,
I can't tell you guys this.
Oh,
what?
Oh, great. Yeah.
No, it's okay. A little offensive.
Then
what?
You have to cut it.
Cute.
But he calls me. And
well, are we
going to
cut this?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what it is. Well, I'm not going to tell you in detail what it is. But me and Sam were in the car, and he's on speakerphone, and he doesn't really tell, but he's like, I have something to tell you. And all he does is just starts laughing and coughing at the same time. And
dude.
We're like, okay, what?
Yeah.
And he's just like, Keith
will be on the phone. We'll be hanging out on set. He'll just pull up his phone. He'll have his headphones in so he can't hear what the other person's saying. He'll be looking. He'll be FaceTiming. And his phone conversations will go on for like 2 hours, but he never actually says a sentence. He'll just be like...
Yeah.
Oh, he was like, and he'll just like make a face, and then he starts laughing again, and it's that for an hour.
Dude, mm-hmm. He was on the phone with me for 13 minutes doing that, and I said, Keith, I don't understand.
Shane, you and Olivia have been on a podcast before, episode number 2 of the Smoshcast.
Oh, yeah,
wow,
that's right.
The second one ever.
The second one, that's
what?
Right.
Didn't even remember?
I thought, yeah, I realized that, but Noah and Keith, I have not.
Yeah, Keith would have been here, but his audition is running a little late.
Son of a...
And that, hey, let's hope he gets it.
Yeah.
Let's hope he books that.
Fingies crossed.
He'll be the next Will Smith.
Yes, they're casting a new
Just
Will Smith.
Just a new Will Smith.
Yes, to enter into the family to Smith. Do it all.
They're gonna, they need a new Will Smith.
Yeah.
They're going to have... It's the dumbest joke I've ever said in my life.
Why did everyone just stare at me?
What? I don't know. Yeah.
Why?
Because you spaced out so hard, BB.
No, I didn't. I was thinking about something else.
What?
Okay. I was thinking about why did Shane say Will Smith and not say like Chris Rock? Because everyone thinks he looks
I don't
like
know.
Will
the Chris
Smith's
Rock joke
on
is
fire
old.
Right now.
Yeah,
and Will Smith is like
Did
He's
I
kind of back
you,
on top.
We were at a Mexican restaurant and there were these like drunk girls that walked by our table and then they came back out and they were just like giggling. At Keith. And they were like, no, you go. No, you go. And then they were just like, are you Chris Rock?
Are you serious?
I'm not joking. I witnessed this in front of my face and I was like,
no.
I'm like,
what? No.
Keith has similarities, obviously. And I think it's a lot of just like the way they sometimes speak, but they don't look. Not in actuality.
Well, this is the issue, is one dude's like 58 and the other guy's like 28. So like off of the first thing, you're definitely like, oh, since when is Chris Rock like 5'7 and 30 years younger?
Yeah, like when was the last time?
Just so undershot his age, or his height.
What if okay, never mind.
When was the last time those girls saw Chris Rock in a movie like 10 years ago?
Yeah,
like
well, I think these girls were very drunk.
Yeah.
But Keith like plays it up. He'll be like, I can't do Chris Rock.
I'm Chris Rock. Hello. And they're like, they said the thing Chris Rock says.
Keith has just got such an infectious energy.
He really does. It's when I'm on set, he's the one who makes me laugh the most. Like I will break in the middle of scenes because I can see Keith in my peripherals laughing or cracking up. Whenever like something dumb is ever said, I'll like Keith and I will give each other a look because I know he's recognizing how funny it is too.
It's like high school, you know, in class, like someone says something and then you see your friend, you're like, and then you just both start laughing. Like that's Keith. Like Keith is the most immature person, but I love him.
Oh yeah, in the best way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in the same way of high school, it's like you guys will always be laughing about something and then I'll want to like hear what it is. So I'll just like take a step closer and be like, hey guys,
what's up?
Like, hey, whoa, there's some laughter in the back of second period. Could I hang out? No?
He's like the type of person where I can drink at like 10 a.m. and he won't judge me.
Mm-hmm. And you mean water.
Water?
No, I meant like hard alcohol.
Hard alcohol.
You guys, everyone needs a friend like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember I told him that. I was like, oh, yeah, this one girl is my friend where I can drink at 10 a.m. and she won't judge me. And she's like, you know what? That's a good quality to have in, like, a really good friend. It's like, they don't judge you.
Unconditional love.
I could murder someone in front of Keith and he'd be like, good job. You did a great job murdering that person.
I'm so glad I'm an accomplice.
No, like, he
he'd just laugh and cough. And then FaceTime me later and laugh and
cough. I think you guys are all friends. Like, you guys all kind of...
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't judge me.
I mean, I wonder, like, if I were to call you and be like, Olivia, I killed somebody. I don't know what to do. Would you help me?
I would. I'd be like, okay, let's figure this out. Let's pray together.
I don't know who else I would call otherwise.
I would help you.
I'm glad you could call. You would call me.
Yeah.
You'd probably know someone. You'd be like, I know a specialist.
I'm like, don't worry. My mom knows someone.
You always know someone. Like, earlier today, I was like, I've been thinking about doing acupuncture. And you're like, I have a guy that does acupuncture.
I know a lot of, I have a lot of sources. Mm-hmm. But then it's also because I grew up in LA. So, like, you know, at age 15, I was going to weird places, just doing some investigating work.
Mm-hmm.
No, when I was a detective.
I would just, like, I didn't have anyone to talk to, only child syndrome. I would just go linger at, like, I remember, like, at dollar stores or, like, liquor stores.
Did you still have your roller backpack?
Yeah, it was
so funny.
Dollar stores?
Yeah.
And I met many interesting people.
And I would just ask them a lot of questions and talk, and, like, I would become friends with them. And
okay, hold on. We got to... Olivia, how have I known you for 4.5 years? And I didn't know that when you were a kid, you would linger around dollar stores and meet people and find out about their lives.
Oh my God. You guys didn't. Wait.
What is your childhood?
Well, because my first really good friend that I had in middle school was actually the custodian. We like because my mom wouldn't pick me up for three. Well, ever since elementary school, my mom would not pick me up for like 2 or 3 hours, and then I'd be like, "Mom," and then she'd open the trunk, like, "Ah, I was at Kmart," and like she was like shopping, and like you guys can't really. It's very rare where I find someone who can relate to my childhood because my mom would just like leave me at school or like leave me. In middle school, and in middle school, I stopped going to after school classes because I hated it. So I would just like wait 3 hours. Like school would end at 3. She'd pick me up at 6, and I would hang out with like I would hang out around the there was a dollar store. I'd go hang out, and they'd close at like 5, and then I'd go back to school and hang out with the custodian.
Wow,
was the custodian was cool?
So cool.
What was his name?
And that was your first best
That's
friend.
Cool.
What was we were name? Very close. I honestly forgot, but we talk about his kids, and then yeah, it was
talk about like you know.
Shit. I would follow him around.
Trade Pokemon cards.
And then I would help him with this. I truthfully, that's what I did. And I
solve
really liked it.
Solve mysteries under the school.
And I used to go to this. I would go to this place called Bentoya and I would hang out with.
What is your life?
I'd walk down the block and just like, I made my stops. I'm like, hey, how you doing today?
Wow.
You were like Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but it was just this street with a dollar store.
And there's a liquor store. Just hang out.
Hey, Olivia. Hey, Olivia.
Hey, how's your wife doing today? Are you guys going on the cruise?
I can actually relate to the, I still have to like address this with my mom because it's something I really recently figured out because I'm pretty sure I was left places too. Like McDonald's Play Place or like Barnes & Noble. Yeah.
See, my mom would pick me up and I would have to then go to the YMCA because she would have a couple more hours of work and I would just chill at the gym. Wow. I wouldn't work out.
You talk
I was
to
just
anyone?
A kid. I was just like, no, I was very shy. Uh-huh. I would often have like a Game Boy or something, or I would just like chill around.
You missed out.
My first video game experience was a gym daycare playing Spyro.
Oh, that's cool.
I was like Hoda.
Hoda?
You know who she is?
No.
Well, she you're talking about. Wait,
oh, I thought that was
from
a video
Good Morning
game.
America?
Yeah.
Why are you like Hoda? What
because
does that have
I,
to do?
Because I interviewed everybody.
So you interviewed the custodian. You also interviewed the liquor store.
Yeah.
And you were just a kid. How old were you?
I wasn't interviewing them. I was just talking to them. I was
how old were you though?
That was when I was 14, 13.
Oh, you just walk in and be like, "What's up, Marty?" And he'd be like, "How's it going?" He'd be like, "How's your day going?" He's like, "Selling alcohol." And you're like, "That's pretty cool. Can I have some?" He's like, "No." And you're like,
"No,
okay."
And then I started getting a car, and that's when it got dangerous.
Oh,
because then you would drive around all of LA and interview everyone.
Yeah. Well, no, because then I went to this bookstore on Melrose and I met this dude, and he was the first guy that
he was the first guy
tried
I
to
ever
kidnap
met.
You.
No, he told me about like, why am I being so random right now?
Please,
they, you know, like there's a form of art, performance art, where they would put hooks. In their bodies.
Oh.
And dangle from
like
a ceiling.
Like the weird stuff.
And so this guy that you met at a bookstore would do that.
Oh, no. He was the first one. Okay. When I was 16. The second most memorable
what just
guy.
Just happened?
The first guy was actually, I met at an amoeba. You know amoeba?
Yeah, I know amoeba.
This guy.
Amoeba's a giant record store.
Yeah.
In LA.
In LA. It's about to close down.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I met this guy. Olivia I think his go. Name was. I forgot his name already. He had curly hair. Anyways. He introduced me to a lot. I know this sounds really creepy, but we were truly friends. I look like a little boy anyways, so like I there was nothing.
Is
like
that better?
I was very like not scary, you know. And he introduced me to a bunch of awesome movies. And then he also was like, "Oh yeah, I'm also making a documentary about people who were in Psycho."
The movie Psycho?
Yeah.
And this was a long time ago. You remember these conversations.
Yes.
After these one meetings.
They were
people,
not one meetings.
You would be consistent friends with these people.
Yeah. We're Facebook friends.
Wow.
You still talk to these people.
No. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. They're absolutely insane.
That's
They're insane.
Crazy.
But I remember being so, because when you think about it, I grew up in a bubble and then I would go out into the city and I'd meet a bunch of people and obviously I would like to know about their lives.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Because they lived a life that I didn't
I have to admit, this. You make a lot more sense now. Like who you are makes a lot more sense now that I know that your childhood was a Diablo Cody movie. You were just walking around meeting like, yeah, my best friend's a janitor, a stripper, and a liquor store owner. Yeah. And a guy who dangles from books. Yeah.
Dude, this guy invited me to a show, too. I was like, oh, no, 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 can't. Oh,
wow. Is it called chandeliering? What is that called?
I don't know what it's called, but because this guy had a lot of body jewelry on him, mm-hmm. and then he was telling me more and more, and I think they didn't have an outlet. You know, how many customers go to the store and ask them about what they do outside of the store?
Yeah, well, I'm at a bookstore. I'm assuming people are going to ask about books.
Yeah.
Hey, this book's really good. Do you... put hooks in your body and hang in the ceiling ever?
I remember this conversation.
Wow, no one's ever asked me that before. You're never going to believe this. It's my passion. Wow. You want to be best friends for right now, but then we'll just be Facebook friends later and I'll never talk to you again.
I mean, I enjoyed doing that way more than being at school.
Mm. No, that's awesome, because my days after school were so fucking boring at the high school library.
Should have hung out with me.
Ignoring Johnny.
Wow.
My life is nothing compared to yours, Olivia. That's...
You were in L.A. too?
Not until I was 16.
Mm. You could have hung out with me.
We probably hung out. We probably were at some point.
You guys have
some
a
point.
Lot of like similar
we
friends.
We have a lot of similar friends that we were probably at the same party at some point.
I was that's not. So I was out.
You were off hanging out with... Hookmaster Jim. You're hanging out with the mime you met at Best Buy.
Yeah.
No. You know, but even now, you could ask Sam, too. Even now, like, I love, like, meeting people and just asking them.
Yeah, you're a very curious person. You love mm-hmm. to, like, talk to people and ask questions.
I
believe, that's the thing, I believe everything you're saying. I know you're not making this up, and mm-hmm. that's why it's so insane and funny to me. Because if anyone else said this, I'd be like, stop lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's something I've always liked about you is like you all remember people's names and faces and you know people's lives. I mean, better than me. Definitely better than me.
Nope.
I'm terrible at that shit. There are people who are still pissed off to this day that I didn't remember their name for like several months.
Yeah.
It sucks. But yeah, you're very good at that.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You know a lot of people. They're all going to help you one day.
Yeah.
What do you still, when you're just out, do you still meet? Like, do you still?
I think I'm a little closed off these days.
Yeah.
I was asking myself why, too. I'm like, why have I not been, that curiosity has just been gone. I think it's just because I'm too famous now.
Yeah.
Right. It's probably because you're too famous.
It's too, no, I don't know. I still try. I don't know. But for some reason, I just feel like now I'm like, I'm late to this. So I don't really have the chance. I don't have time to go linger.
You're an adult.
Also the world, I think it's also the world we live in now.
Yeah, you're
right?
An adult,
like,
with responsibilities.
There's so much going on your phone and everything. Whereas like,
but yesterday,
it was much easier. There was so much more time like 10 years ago even of just like being bored.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't seem like it happens as much now. There's always something you could be looking at.
I legitimately can't think of a time that I've been like bored as a kid even. Because I was the youngest of three children. Like I was literally just playing too much Xbox.
Yeah. I just remember, I had two older brothers. I was the youngest. I was just always kind of doing my own thing. But I didn't get a phone until I was 14. And that was a flip phone that was broken in half and I still had to use it.
Oh, yeah.
Like an old-timey
phone.
So
you had two pieces?
It had two pieces and it just had a wire connecting them. And I was like, Dad. And he was just like, no, it still works. And I was just like, yeah. He's like, you'll use that. So I was talking like in 1930s, like, hello. Like,
who would you talk to?
Nobody. Like, no, like
himself. You know,
yeah. It just was a prop.
Yeah.
Up until then, like, if I was out somewhere, like, if I didn't have a Game Boy or something on me, I was just sitting there, just like staring off into space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. And now because I'm looking at you and you reminded me of something.
Yeah.
Being ugly. This, what's that like?
Yeah. Being a stupid idiot. What's up with that?
You reminded me of this waitress that I knew.
Which
okay,
one?
Okay, good. You got to go on.
Well, I just hung out with them all the time.
Anything interesting about them that you remember?
What kind of restaurant did they work at?
Well, this was a restaurant in China, and my parents would take me there, and I hated sitting with them, so I'd go sit with the waiters and the waitresses and during their lunchtime. And I remember for my birthday, they bought me a tiara.
Oh, that's really cute.
Yeah, and I think that's how it started.
You're like so many Disney movies put together. Like you, that's how I see your life. It's like little stories of like the main character who just like stumbles into a magical world where like everything is nice and happy and friendly. But that's just because like it's just a little sweet kid.
The thing is, I wish that as a kid you had stumbled into a fan. Like if you discovered Narnia, because you wouldn't think it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You just kind of be like, all right. Mm-hmm. And then you just go and like hang out with like fantasy creatures.
You're when the other kid enters Narnia and they're like, oh, you're not the first. There was someone else who came and now you've been there for like 100
and
years.
You're the queen.
I'm 100. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're the queen of it all. Yeah. That's you.
Yeah. Just a century old goblin.
Well, we didn't say goblin, but...
That's new.
You know, if that's what you would like to be.
That's what you want, then you can have that.
Mm-hmm.
So you would just drive to L.A. and be like, I'm going to go to this record store and see who's inside. Wow, that sounds like me in an open world video game.
I was, Or not just go, I'd just be talking to people.
You would just talk out loud and wait for a response.
That doesn't, dude, do you ever have those moments though? Like sometimes we get so used to our routine where I'll go home after work and I'll be chilling in my apartment and I'll be like, if I wanted, I could get in my car and just go anywhere I want. But like I forget that. Mm-hmm. You get so used to your like.
Come with me on an adventure.
How often do you go on adventures?
I actually thought about it yesterday. I'm going to go look for a tagine.
A what?
A Moroccan clay pot.
You okay?
And the thing is, I could order on Amazon, but I'm impatient, and I really want to go find like a Moroccan like food store where they can sell it. And I think in that I can meet many.
So it's quicker than Amazon for you to go to the Moroccan
food
store?
It's more interesting.
I'll agree with that.
It definitely is to go. Where would you start to find a, what is it called?
Well, there's a thing called Yelp.
But what's a
tagine?
A tagine. What does a tagine do?
It's like a slow roast pot.
Oh.
I was really inspired from Dave Chang's food show, and I was like, I want to slow cook something in a tagine. And I was like, I haven't done that. I haven't been searching for something in a long time. I used to like have such weird, obscure things I would go search for, like henna ink, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not even making fun of you.
And I would go like 20 miles away from where I lived and go find henna ink. Or, like, I'd find specific things, and I think there's another specific thing I can go find and then, like, meet some people on the way.
My soulmate.
And I don't even vlog this, guys. This is just for my own self.
You're going to go on a quest, and you're going to meet colorful characters on your way who will join you, and together you will find that...
Olivia is Dora Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but an evil witch tries to stop you from getting the tagine.
The evil witch
This tagine is mine!
Disguised as the 405 freeway.
Oh, my God. That's a big disguise. A large witch.
That witch caused the Getty fire to stop you.
There's a fire.
Everything is on fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a question, Noah. Does the fires have to do with climate change?
Yeah. I don't know if that was a bait. I don't know if I'm being baited into talking for 25
minutes. Do we know how they were started? Do we know how they were started?
Climate
change is creating the environment for massive fires and other things.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Decades of drought, low humidity, high heat, high winds.
Is that how winds start?
Every event that we have is being created, is happening more extreme. So if it was ever hot, it's hotter. If it's ever cold, it's colder. If it's ever dry, it's drier. And these things are happening more often in larger swings.
Yeah, the
cold
weather.
Snaps and the
So anything the that was bad before is worse now.
The weather's being super
Hurricanes,
dramatic.
Everything is caused by it.
Mm-hmm. But I want to know the scientific.
I mean,
we're not
scientists. I think I read a thing where it's like because of the changes in temperature up north, that causes a lot of fluctuation around the whole planet.
Up north as in like?
Like North Pole and like just also the temperature in general.
Mm-hmm.
Temperature is what causes most weather and climate, everything. So
Earth is special because we got one super orb of climate where all hemispheres interact. You know, the airflow goes from here all the way there. It flows around. But planets that aren't inhabitable, like Saturn and Jupiter, they have weather bands areas where only certain weather events happen. So like on Jupiter, there's the Big Eye, or there's certain bands of storm of different colors and different things. That's how the Earth is getting. Certain areas that were dry are now going to just stay dry forever. Certain areas that are wet are going to just start getting
Why
wet.
Why is that happening?
Just because the way we're turning
it into
ecosystem
works.
Because you drive a Range Rover.
Dysfunctional.
Don't tell people that. Sorry. I drive a Prius.
Olivia drives a giant unicycle. You know, with the big front wheel and the small tiny wheel in the back.
With two wheels.
Whoa, I've got this. There's this new company. It makes unicycles with two wheels.
Okay, but I also don't eat meat. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. I didn't.
Hey, Olivia, just so you know, it's not your fault. If our climate goes down, it's not your fault. There's a lot of things we can all do individually, but it's not our fault.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, I've talked about
this
post.
What have you been doing?
Have you seen that post that I put on my story occasionally? I've talked about it. It's like, for the person who recycles and has a compost but isn't aware of our homelessness situation, thank you. To the person who donates regularly to this children's hospital but
drives a Range Rover,
an H2 Hummer, thank you. Because it's like, we're all doing our best. We can't all do everything.
Can't do everything.
So I didn't mean to tease you about your Range Rover.
We're not all Captain Planet.
Mm-hmm. Not everyone.
But I do think that the climate change stuff is definitely a high priority. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Of what we should be thinking about.
That's bad.
Yeah. How come the aliens aren't helping? Why don't they just come over and be like, what the
Dude,
fuck?
They stop by and they're like, oh, I give up. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
You think they gave up? What if, like, in that time period when all the aliens were all of a sudden showing up and we're like, whoa, whoa, what's this? And then they saw what was going on and they're like, oh, we're never coming back.
What
and
we,
like,
that, lost our chance to be the cool people. Remember that documentary you showed me?
Unexplained, some shit like that.
That one really blew my mind. Mm-hmm.
That stuff is the stuff that's coming out now. That's like all the I was telling you guys about it. It's all the little videos that are coming out. That's like the Tom DeLonge group and all that stuff, which is like, it is whatever it is. Maybe it's aliens. Maybe it's, you know, secret military, whatever. But it's just the fact of, like, obviously people aren't crazy, though a lot of people are crazy. These videos are real. Mm-hmm. When it's like other.
I'm going to get really nervous when aliens just start, like, coming down and they're like, all right, we're going to round up as much Frosties,
PlayStations.
Yes. It's like, uh-oh, they're getting the good stuff we made and they're getting out of here.
Yeah.
Quick, grab the Game Boys and go.
That's so funny. A world where, like, we get brought in, we get colonized into an intergalactic group, and now we export just the best things from Earth, you know?
Oh, that'd be...
And then they have, like, an Earth version of, like, they have on their alien planet, it's just a giant Disneyland, but it's just Earth
Yeah, it's
land.
Earth stuff. Yeah, there's, like, a Disney store, but it's just
cool.
Earth stuff.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah.
I'd
Welcome
to
America.
Eat fried chicken.
Yeah. And drink Pepsi.
And drink Pepsi. Whoa. And then we're like,
is
wow, that was the best ride.
Pepsi would not be what represents us.
I don't think so.
No, it'd be Coke.
Coke would represent us. Coke would be our
as
drink.
You know what? Coke and Pepsi would come together and they would just build like a Disney drink.
It would
just be called something.
It'd be Coke
like
and some out like beer.
Coke beer.
It'd be Coke and wine. Because wine is like a very historic, like it's like the alcohol.
Ages
that
well.
And they'd be like, wow, look at this stuff they found that really messes them up. But it wouldn't affect aliens because their chemistry is different. It would
just like see it traveling.
It would just not affect them.
They What's the weirdest thing that aliens would take as a drug from Earth?
Molly.
Molly, yes. aliens are just all in on Molly.
Yeah.
They're listening to...
Holy shit.
They're listening to Calvin Harris on Molly. Like, yeah, this is great.
Fucking Earth, man.
Yeah.
Oh, have you heard Charlie XCX?
Yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, aliens come to Earth to camp out for 3 days in a desert and do Molly.
Dude, what if some aliens showed up to Coachella and everyone was just like, whatever.
Yeah.
They're vibing too.
Yes.
There will be people like that. I mean, they were at Area 51.
That's insane.
Right? They're like, let the aliens vibe.
Yeah, leave them alone. Let them vibe.
Would you guys do...
Seriously.
Would you guys do alien drugs?
If aliens came down and were like, take this.
Yeah.
It depends. If they were like, take this, you know...
It's really
there's
fun.
There's a part of me that would think like, oh, is this like a... Will this make me like a superhuman? Mm-hmm. Like, aliens come down and they're like, here, take this... You know, pill. I'd be like, oh, okay, Morpheus, alien Morpheus. But if they came down and they're like, take this, it'll make it's crazy. I'd be like, I don't know. If it's crazy for you,
this
giant jello
really
monster, then I God knows what it would do.
I don't think they would speak English to you.
I mean, or they jam some chip into my ear and then they're like, now you can understand us. Mm-hmm. It's alien Duolingo. Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, cool.
Or they transform into like dead like celebrities, like they transform into like Marilyn Monroe
or Elvis.
Oh, that's cool.
And then
yeah, just Elvis. He's like, it's like, yeah. Hey there, I'm from Saturn.
Because they don't want to be, they don't want to look here. Threatening. You know?
Yeah, they don't want
to be this. Really, that is try more this threatening. Molly. To me. Why is Johnny Bravo? I guess Johnny Bravo.
Oh, there.
Yeah, that's pretty threatening.
Do you think they have an Area 51 on their planet and they have humans in there?
They think there's humans. They wouldn't care.
We don't know. We don't know. What if they were like literally? What if they were evil?
They're not.
I don't think they would
even see us destroying our planet and not help.
No, they would not have morality at all. They would have alien morality.
Yeah,
that's our human construct.
Their belief is so different than ours. Like maybe it's not. They're not very. As an alien, I wouldn't understand.
Yeah, honestly.
Maybe they gain their power from hugs.
Yeah.
And they're like, quick, our spaceship can't leave unless we hug enough people here. Aww. Get in here.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. God. That's really cute.
That's crazy.
I was going to say, what's your guys' favorite alien movie? Like,
The Arrival.
Remember the one with what's the Seth Rogen one?
This is it. This is
Ed. Ted.
Ted or something.
It's not Ted, because that's his teddy bear.
What is this alien one?
Paul.
Oh,
yeah, it's okay.
I never saw that.
I don't know. I loved Signs as a kid. It scared the crap
Signs
out of me.
That was the first like movie thriller that I'd ever seen. It turned me off of scary movies for years.
Really? I love you guys should watch The Arrival.
That movie's awesome.
I love how
it talks about like language and everything.
Yeah,
Mars Attacks?
Cool.
Anyone?
Mars Attacks is so good. Mars Attacks is really good.
Never seen.
Sexually Awakening.
That one's a comedy, but I was too young to get that it was a comedy, so I found it funny, but it was also scary.
It was scary, and Sexually Awakening. Just a lot of movies were very Sexually Awakening for me, where you're like, whoa.
Xenon was pretty cool.
It wasn't Sexually Awakening, though.
Remember the pop star came?
Cetus Lapidus.
Yeah. I think the only movie that was Sexually Awakening for me was Harry and the Hendersons.
Over
that's
my
not
head.
That's not Aliens. That's Sasquatch.
That was like way before my time.
That's so
funny. It's before my time too, but I just remember watching it at some point. It's actually really sweet. Some family, they meet Sasquatch. He becomes part of their family, and by the end, even though he causes a lot of ruckus, he becomes their best friends.
No way.
But then they take him back. There's actually a really – I'm going to spoil Harry and the Hendersons. So if you really want to watch Harry and the Hendersons, just move forward by like 30 seconds. So at the end, they bring him back to the forest, and there's this really cool shot. It's really cool. I've always remembered this, where he walks into the forest, and it's the forest clearing. And then they had a bunch of actors dressed as Sasquatches, but they were so blended in, they all start moving, and you realize there's like 50 right there. And I'm like, whoa, what if there is a bunch of Sasquatches, but they're so well camouflaged that you never see them?
Wow.
I think my uncle, who lives up in Aspen in Colorado, fully believes in Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's so fun.
Yeah. Dude, when I go out into the woods ever, when I go camping or anything, you believe stuff could be out there because it's so big, it's so expansive, it's so dark at night, and there's probably stuff up there.
Is Sasquatch smart?
I mean, they believe it's just a very smart ape, but I think gorillas were kind of like this mythical beast up until like the late 1800s.
I think there's like a religious background or a theory that God or whoever punished a person. It's Jesus walking around.
And then it's Cain.
No,
they made
Cain.
Him all hairy.
That's
and they punished
Cain.
Him to be like living forever. And so he just became this giant hairy being.
Ha ha.
Wow.
Ha-ha,
you got to hang out in Oregon now.
Ha-ha.
Yeah, you have a bunch of
loser.
Yeah.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th. And this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I don't know if I believe it, but I believe there could be an ape that we keep finding new species of animals. It's possible there's just like a type of mountain orangutan.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Well, it's like 10,000 years ago. There's like 7 different types of human, including us.
Right.
Like there's smaller ones, bigger ones, smarter ones, less smart ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we were the ones that survived because we were able to form groups and
we adapted.
We weren't necessarily the smartest one though,
but we were the most effective at taking over territory.
We were also the ones that created fire. Sorry.
Even Neanderthals were in groups and had language and culture and stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause didn't you say like there was like almost kind of like dogs? There was like different breeds of
there was different species of hominids. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
and then we blended.
That, like, yeah, there was a lot of like there because a lot of people with European ancestry probably have like 1 or 2% Neanderthal DNA in them.
Did you ever read Sapiens?
No, but you were telling me about it. I really want to read that because I love.
I tried to audiobook that thing, and I was like, 48 hours, that'll be easy.
Yeah.
I got through like 8 hours of it, and then I just kept listening to the first 8 hours because it's so much information.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, man.
So I need to get back into it. Yeah. So I know 8 hours of it.
I need to do audiobooks, honestly.
They're great.
Yeah. They're good, but also I need to read a goddamn book. I realize now, like the last time I actually tried to sit down and read something, like physically that was like 300 pages long that used a large repertoire of vocabulary, like I don't know the last time I touched it. And that's something I need to get on.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm done with school, I've been reading again. It's so nice.
Mm-hmm. I mean, reading for pleasure.
Yeah. Reading.
Reading to please myself.
Fictional or nonfiction?
I've been reading fiction, but both. So my plan of attack with reading right now is to have one fiction book, one nonfiction book, and a book of poetry that I'm reading.
Wow.
I kind of switch through them. So the nonfiction book I'm reading is about Cleopatra, which is really dope. Thing I learned from that book is Cleopatra probably never saw the Sphinx, because by the time she was ruling, it was already buried in sand and like ancient ruins. Because ancient Egypt, the pyramids and stuff were built 2,000 years before she was ruling. So I think we actually technically live closer to Cleopatra than Cleopatra lived to ancient Egypt.
That's and crazy. There's alien connections to the pyramids.
Yeah, and also you know aliens built the pyramids.
The inside of the pyramid, they say it supposedly like resembles like almost like an SD card. Like the way it's structured inside, it's like similar to like
an
that
SD
type of,
card.
Wow.
Like the way it was like Nintendo tunnels Switch. And like stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah. It had tilt and everything. No, like, I remember hearing something. I feel nervous because lately I've been bringing up stuff that I remember and I'm like worried I'm getting things wrong. But I'm pretty sure, as somebody mentioned, like that it was, it's just a theory, one of those conspiracy theories where like the layout of inside resemble, or like there's some parts of it that resemble like a memory card.
Mm. But doesn't that kind of discount the fact of people being enslaved in Egypt and
that could have still easily happened up in the air, because also like technically like the only thing that proves as far as I'm aware, and I'm sure there's a lot of Jews that'll be upset at me, but the only thing that states as far as slaves of Jewish slaves is the Torah. There's no proof that there were Jewish slaves that were then released in Egypt. So I don't know if slaves built it or like a slave class, I'm sure, at the time.
Well, I think, unfortunately,
it's more likely just because it's such a prevalent thing in
history. But aliens could have been behind it all.
The stuff that I've read is...
I don't know.
from... and also, people throw Nikola Tesla out of proportion all day long, but apparently he studied the pyramids. And it's something to do with 369 is the way that, like...
Damn, you're fine.
Yeah, 369, damn, you're fine. But something in the way of
Tesla
how...
looked at the pyramids and like, these are friggin' hot.
Yeah. It's something with how electricity works, and it's like the placement of the pyramids and then the fact that the top apparently was like a metal structure on the point.
Yeah, it was,
and
it was
and the
metal.
Way that they had, and the fact that they were connected to rivers underneath. Something where it actually could have been some sort of battery, whether or not they used it that way,
whoa,
but it could have created charge.
Damn.
Related to that, something cool I learned just to share and to go off in a different direction. You know how spiders, they fly with their webs?
Yeah.
No idea.
So it's not, you've never seen the spiders?
Oh, it's like
balloon spiders.
Magnetic fields or something.
Yeah, yeah.
What?
It's called ballooning.
Yeah, ballooning. Spiders balloon, which is they throw their web in the air in order to fly away to another place, and they can travel
what?
Long distances.
Yeah, yeah. You've never seen that?
No, what?
Oh my God, you need to look up the
Was it in Spider-Man?
No, but I'm surprised he hasn't done that.
Hasn't ballooned.
Yeah. Like, just make a little parachute and just...
What actually so they would use be cool. the web as a parachute?
No. They
really
use it more as a foil.
Since they're so
and it's
light.
Not
do you know
just,
the fact,
it's not
too?
Fully
you can
wind, but you probably know more than me, but I did
we
see, like,
the
Twitter
thing.
Moment version of it where it's, like, it's not like they're, like, wind gliding. It's like they're the electromagnetic fields of the Earth. They literally, like, are flying,
yeah.
gliding.
Just pure determination.
Wind isn't a part of it at all. They proved it because they put them in boxes and then just created different currents in the air. So what happens is the floor of the Earth is negatively charged, and then the ionosphere and just the air is positively charged. And so the spider will go onto a plant, which is attached to the ground, so the plant is technically negatively charged, and they'll get to the top of it, and then they'll throw out their web, which is, I guess, able to then become positively charged from the ionosphere, the environment.
Why
and then,
do they do this?
so that they can then fly through don't they crawl? Static electricity, essentially.
But they can travel far distances.
Birds can walk.
Yeah. But it's like instead of flying using the air, they fly using electricity.
It's even more reason not to trust
spiders.
It's
just a different way to do things, yeah. It's just cool.
That's really dope.
Yeah.
And terrifying.
If we were light enough, we could.
This little spider on my ceiling has been there for 2 days.
And I just look probably
at him.
Dead.
I just look at him mad and I leave because I can't reach him.
Well, you just let it stay with you.
He's just getting closer to my bed each day, you know?
He's
Ian,
gonna
Ian said
it.
He was in his bed and he like looked up at his ceiling. There's a spider right above him, just like upside down on the ceiling. He's like, don't you fucking. And it just fell right on him. He was like, fuck.
I've woken up to a spider like crawling down. Yeah, going to
I
be on to. My face.
Oh.
And I like freak out.
I one time, this was forever ago, I was watching TV and a spider came like slowly like on its web, dangled down right in front of the TV and just dangled there for a bit and then just slowly went back up like, hey, what are you watching? All right, see you later. It's really funny.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Spiders freak me out.
Yeah. But it's unfortunate I can't do them.
How was the? Did you have you talked about like the fears video on here yet?
Oh no, not yet.
Oh yeah, facing butterflies.
Yeah,
I was not. I don't like it. I still hate butterflies.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. That probably wasn't the most professional way to address an actual phobia, but was cool.
Well, now it's I'm not like I saw a butterfly the other day. I'm like, ugh, annoying.
Now you know like what they eat and stuff.
Oh my gosh, don't even get me started. I was just like, ugh, you're just so annoying to me.
Yeah.
It's not like, ah, it's just like.
Like, I'm over you. Why are you here?
Yeah, why are you in my freaking space?
Yeah, I get that.
But yeah, whatever. Okay. How you doing with dolls?
Fine.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't like dolls?
That wasn't even like a facing a fear of dolls. They put me in a hell box and had a professional mime in a scarecrow.
Wow.
Slowly inching towards me.
That was more
of a prank.
Yeah.
It was rough.
Mine was not a prank. I almost wish mine was.
Yeah,
a
yours
prank.
Yours was set up like you were actually facing a fear. Mine was, hey, let's try to how do we make Shane feel like he's about to be murdered, but he's not going to
But he's being filmed, so he knows it won't happen.
He knows it won't
right?
actually. Or will it? That'd be pretty funny, though, if they actually murdered me on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Be pretty cool.
A lot of the comments on the Olivia video, everyone loved how he kind of stepped up to
you. Oh, yeah.
You know, we were filming for so long. We were filming just this whole process that I think we kind of forgot that it was on camera, but I was, you know.
I think a lot of it was edited out, but Shane was really there for me. If you ever need a kidney, hit me up.
Damn, dude, that's nice.
That's why I did that.
Yeah.
I was like,
you never know when
I'm thinking ahead of if I might need a kidney. So I need to do Olivia solid and be for her.
It was interesting because I remember in this split moment of I really needed someone there with me. The only reason why I hesitated on who I wanted to pick to be there with me was because I didn't want to hurt other people's feelings. But like it was right off the bat, like for sure you out of anyone.
Thank you.
That's really
Thanks, Olivia.
Fucking sweet. I just know that you're very reliable in my eyes and I trust you and I feel very safe when I'm with you.
I can agree with that. Shane is a very trustworthy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I know you will protect me.
Noah's all right. Okay.
It's all right. No, you picked the right person. I would have been like, Olivia. Oh, wait, no, these are kind of scary. Wait a minute. No, Olivia, wait a minute.
Maybe up all close.
I think the problem, Noah's so honest all the time that you would just be like, yeah, this is going to be really awful for you.
Oh, my God.
You're the realist.
Noah's always going to.
Oh, realist.
Noah's always going to tell you exactly what he's thinking.
Yeah,
you're the realist.
He'll probably like, you're going to be more traumatized after this than, but that's, you know, I would have picked you too, maybe. I don't know. Any of you guys just make me feel safe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest, like I still have not watched those videos. It's really hard to like see people that I care about going through stressful situations. So that's why I ask, because, you know, I wanted to know what it was like without having to see the pain in your eyes or something.
I mean, Olivia, you faced it, you know, that was cool. Yeah.
Did you eat one?
Oh,
yeah, that was the goal.
God.
Right? To catch one in your mouth.
Have you ever put a moth in your mouth?
Why?
Oh, I feel like I have done that.
Wait, can I tell a story?
Yeah, you can tell
a
story.
Okay, I guess it's not my story to tell. No, this is actually the first time that I'd ever been told anything about drugs, about weed.
Oh.
My brother had stayed with a friend of his. My oldest brother had stayed with a friend of his. And he said, and I don't know why he was telling this story to me, but he said that his friend's roommate wanted to smoke a joint, I guess, and asked his friend to roll it for him. And my brother told me that, I guess because they didn't want him to smoke in the room or something. Essentially, he rolled a dead moth that he found into this guy's joint, and then he smoked it. That was the first time I learned about joints, but that made me think that joints all had, like, dead bugs in them.
Well, how did that... Wait, how did that process... How did... How?
Oh, because you said have a moth in your mouth. And it made me think of the only time I know someone who had a moth in your mouth.
How did he let a dead moth...
So I think there was already a dead moth, like, in their gross apartment.
Sorry,
and then
live,
while
live.
Someone else was in another room, he literally just put the body of the moth into the joint paper and rolled it. So this guy cremated a moth in his mouth.
Oh, my okay. God.
The end of that.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that's for anyone listening.
That's a lot. That's
I'm sorry.
No.
That's all
wow,
I had
Noah.
To add.
That's story all right.
Time. Story time.
Fuck.
Wow. Yeah, the haunted house thing was definitely scary. It's not, like, my worst fear, but... Because, like, that... The... Being alone in a haunted house is really scary.
Yeah, I hate it.
It's a bunch of strangers in masks. My sister has this huge fear of, like, mascot costumes and, you know, like, Chuck E. Cheese costumes, stuff like that. After hearing her explain that fear, it's like, okay, I get it. Yeah, because it's like there's all these people in masks and you're just trusting them in this dark room.
They could do anything to you.
Literally anything.
Anything. If I were a mask and I saw you, I'd be like, hey, wanna go eat ramen?
I wouldn't probably be able to hear you because it's a very loud haunted house.
I'd make sure you hear.
Well, Olivia would just be walking around there because she's waiting for her
terrifying.
Mom to pick her up.
Aww.
Yeah, I found this haunted house, and I'm just going to talk to the ghosts here.
Oh, my God.
Guys, you want to hear a pitch for my haunted house?
Yeah.
So I think it's the scariest haunted house possible. So you can only go in as a small group, like 4 maximum. And you go into what you think is going to be like a really scary house, but you just end up walking into what looks like a normal, like, 2-story house, mm-hmm. and you just watch a family fall apart in front of you. You just
so
watch,
hereditary?
Like,
it's just yeah, Death of a Salesman.
Yeah, essentially that.
That was just a showing of Death of a Salesman.
Yeah, but just up close.
That was just a Tennessee Williams play.
Yeah,
wait,
very,
I don't know
if
that's
close. What's up?
Didn't you have that haunted house thing where, like, people touched you and stuff?
Yeah. I forgot.
Oh, I remember you telling me this story long ago in improv class.
Oh, my God. A friend of mine and I, years ago, signed up for this haunted house called Blackout, where you sign a release so that people in this haunted house can touch you and mess with you and whatever, and you go in by yourself.
Ah!
Wow.
And so you go in one at a time, and it's like 10 minutes in between each. And like, it's in this building in downtown L.A. We went at, like, 2 a.m., and, oh my God, it was nuts. And, yeah, like, it's just like, you go into this room, high ceilings, but everything's draped with, like plastic, so you can't see anything, but you're hearing screams, you're hearing people, like, freaking out, whatever. And so my friend goes in first, then the guy opens up the sheet, and he, like, shines a light in your eye really quick, and then, like, cuts it down, like, asking if you have epilepsy or what, or seizures or whatever, and then he's like, all right, go, follow the line, run. And, like, I walk in, I see this blue line in front of me, and then he shuts the sheet, and it's pitch black. And I start, like, trying to move forward, but I'm like, I can't see anything. And then someone grabs me from behind and just starts pushing me, and I'm just moving. I'm just moving really fast, and then I get stopped. And then I'm there for, like, I think I stood there in pitch blackness for, like, 2 minutes, and suddenly someone would, like, grab you and move you really quick, and then, like, whatever. And I remember just kind of, like, my eyes were sort of adjusting. I couldn't see, and then I could see, like, a few feet ahead of me, I could see someone smiling at me. And then, like, they kind of, like, back up. And then a bunch of crazy stuff happens. It was borderline. Like, there was a couple moments in it where I was like, why did I sign up for this?
Are this the stuff you can't tell?
No, it's just that it was borderline, like, there's a part. No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay, because I remember a part that you've yet to mention.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we didn't know what was going to be in it, right? I knew that I was going to get crazy. There was a part where I walk in this room, this guy grabs me from behind, lifts me off my feet, and, like, then, like, not for long, but then sends me back, and he I think my hands were tied behind my back at this point. I was missing a shoe. And he's like, jog in place. And I start jogging in place, like, faster, like, whatever. And I'm like, okay. And then he puts up a bag over my head, a plastic bag, and kind of, like, ties it. And then I started, like, kind of running out of air. And I was like, okay, maybe this was a mistake. I was like,
what?
This was like, me and my friend were like, yeah, let's do it. I hear this is crazy. And then I was just there. I'm like, what am I doing? And it was fine. It really, like, that was the only moment where I was like, oh. Then there was a lot of typical, like, haunted house moments where, like, a guy, like, you enter this room and this guy has, like, a staple gun. and he like runs at you and he like presses it against your chest, but it doesn't have staples in it. But you're like, for a second, you're like, what the? Oh, God. And then you get brought into a room where you get brought into a bathroom and he tells you to reach your hand and get the key. And you have to reach your hand into this toilet and there's a bunch of stuff in the toilet and you get this key out. And then actually a really cool part of it later on is you get to this part where there's a bunch of people chained up and you have the key, right? And you quickly unlock one of the locks and you save this girl. But then she's like, we got to go. But there's two other people still chained up and they're like, hey, help, whatever. And you got to keep going. And she like makes you keep. And I'm like, that's terrifying. Mm-hmm. This is terrifying. So that's the craziest haunted house experience of it. Yeah, Halloween Horror Nights has not affected me on a real level since then.
Oh my God.
That was
but
nuts.
But who's also signing up to be these performers?
People who need work.
LA, it's LA. People. Yeah, it's hard to get an acting job.
Because like, you could have, like, can you imagine?
They're all my waiters the next day somewhere else. I'm at Sharky's. Yeah. Just like, hey.
And didn't
you save me from that murderer?
I know, but like, people who are threatened by that could totally like hit them or like fight them.
I mean, that's why I think it's like you sign up, but you shouldn't go to that if you're gonna. I knew going in, honestly, by the end of it, I wasn't scared. I was like, that was a rush. That was crazy. And there's no monsters or costumes. It's just people and just different situations. Really, there was only a couple parts that I was like, oh God. But for the most part, I was like, that was just nuts.
Yeah, the dark and then seeing someone smiling suddenly is
that's
okay.
Crazy. Mm-hmm.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Yeah, I'd have to think about it and remember what else crazy. But that was like, that was it. Yeah, that
haunted
was.
Houses are real.
See, I
like.
Like real.
Like real haunted houses.
Oh,
like
you mean
ghosts.
Actual ghosts in a house.
Like they're
on a
like
property.
I told you my really good friend lived in one.
Didn't you say just like the door slammed or something?
No, there's a lot of things that happen, and I don't know if she would want me to tell it because it took her. I've been best friends with her since I was 15, and it was like a couple months ago she like really told me the stuff that went on in her house. It was just so bad, I think, and luckily they moved out. But the origin of why the house was so haunted was because this guy, he was one of the wealthiest builders in Orange County, and he built two homes. One, you can still find it online. He built this like really famous mansion that looked like a pirate ship, and he built another one that was, and my friend lived in, and his wife killed herself, committed suicide, and then and her favorite house was the one that my friend lived in, and she would go there.
Whoa.
That's crazy. See, that's the stuff that's like that's where I can't suspend my disbelief and like fully be down for ghosts.
I'll tell you later on. I'll tell you. Like,
no, that's
fine.
Think that's,
really crazy
I think what's, and I don't know if I believe in ghosts or not, but why I wasn't too scared with this haunted thing that I did forever ago, or wasn't haunted, just the house,
walk-through,
the crazy thing, is because it was just people being crazy people.
Mm-hmm.
Supernatural stuff does scare me because I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm scared by not knowing what it is, whether it's my mind playing tricks on me or not. Mm-hmm. It still scares me.
Mm-hmm. I just got too many questions for ghosts. Not that I obviously have all the answers or will find the answers or like anyone will, but just ghosts give me too many questions for me to believe it as like a legitimate natural phenomenon.
I don't know.
The sense of ghosts as I understand it currently.
Yeah.
But easily there could be ghosts in another form that I'm down to believe in, but I can't wrap my head around actual past humans actively being aware or haunting or anything like that. I can't necessarily be with, but...
Right, but it's...
There's angles I could find.
It's one of those things, right, where I'm like, I don't know if I believe in ghosts or demons or whatever, but they're like, okay, would you, for $100,000, would you spend a night by yourself in this abandoned hospital where tons of people died?
No,
I'd be like...
Absolutely not.
Because there's a part of my brain, there's subconsciously, where I'm like, Well, but what if there's stuff and...
Yeah, and I feel like, yes, there are spirits, but it just depends. There are good spirits and bad ones. Mm-hmm.
There's
like,
Casper.
There's Casper who's
But
horrible.
Casper did kill a guy. Yeah. What if Casper at the end just murdered a guy? Like, no brutally. One knows They're it. Like, ah, he's not that friendly. Mm-hmm.
There are friendly ghosts. Like, my friend lived in an apartment with a friendly ghost. She lived
What
near
is
the
that
closet.
Like?
What's a friendly ghost experience?
I want a ghost that makes breakfast.
She's, like, old. She was an old ghost. Breakfast. And the thing is that, like, I would sleep at my friend's apartment in New York all the time and just, like, random things would happen. Like, I remember this one time I was just doing my makeup. She wasn't home. And her computer was off. And then all of a sudden her computer turned on and it started playing the Shangri-Las.
Oh, that's just the NSA.
And it was just like, I was like, wait, this is like, it's like 1960s music. And I'm like, this is so creepy and weird. And then sometimes like her Keurig would start making coffee in the middle of the night. And her light and her closet was like, it's an old apartment. It would be the ones that like would get to like physically... like pull down
the string
and it would just turn on and off. It was just so weird. And then one day she was at like a psychic crystal shop, and one of the people working there, she was like, hey, I just want to let you know that there is an elderly ghost living in your apartment, but don't be afraid, she's chill, she's not gonna hurt you.
Aww,
that's crazy.
So if that's an elderly ghost, does that mean that when you die you're the age? Like,
no, you get to pick.
You get to pick, yeah, but they just chose really to be an old person?
Well, she never made it to 82.
Oh, so she died at 40 and was like, I want to be 80.
Yeah, what's it like? Yeah.
What's that like?
I mean, in the Mormon religion, when it's like when we die and go to heaven, we're at our prime.
Don't you get a planet in Mormonism?
There's a lot.
I think that's true.
That we are like probably me now.
I'm still shooting to get a planet in my regular life.
Yeah.
You know, if I play my cards right and space exploration is the next 20 years, I'm trying to claim Neptune. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Have you guys heard the ghost story of the woman who like has a sexual relationship with a spirit? She like
talking
met.
About scary
I've heard
movie
that.
One.
I've also heard
she's been on podcasts and like TV
I've
shows.
There was
this,
a woman
yeah.
who said that without about an alien too that she had sex with an alien.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about the spirit? The spirit?
She met him on a plane.
The
you know about him, Kevin?
Didn't she already get divorced from him, though? From
I haven't kept up with
she
it.
She married the ghost.
They were in a sexual that means she relationship married, for a while.
She, but Yo, to, in order I to marry the ghost, she had to meet a ghost like minister, a ghost captain, even that could marry
is this
them.
True?
I'm just saying, like to get married
a
to
ghost
a ghost,
boat
you'd have
captain?
To have a you'd have to have a ghost that can marry you both.
Or why not just a regular person to marry?
Well,
them?
They'd have to only a ghost would be able to hear and get consent from the ghost to
they
marry.
They just get Long Island medium.
Wait,
they
so
get her?
No, she's a fake.
Whoa, you got real mad.
I believe that.
Well, okay,
that's
can I
the
tell
thing
you
that,
real?
That no matter what, like whether ghosts are real or not, there's so many liars on this planet.
Well, can I tell you something?
What?
You know the guy, what's his name? The younger
Chef Boyardee.
No, the younger guy. He's a Hollywood medium.
Oh, I don't know him. I only know
you're
Long
talking
Island.
About the girl,
Tyler.
The blonde girl?
No, Tyler.
Oh.
Tyler, he's the Hollywood medium and
Tyler Phantom.
He's like what, like 20s, early 20s, and he got his show on the E Network because when he met with the producers, he read everyone in the room and they were like, "Oh my God, you're the real deal." And they gave him a show.
But he just read their IMDb's.
No,
which
it was
a different show. That
Long
girl,
Island's medium.
There's like a New York medium, this blonde girl medium.
Yeah. Oh, well that lady
she was proven to be fake.
Yeah,
really?
Completely fake.
Long Island medium,
yeah.
Really?
She's the one. Yeah. She's the one who told those parents. She's like, "Yeah, your son, who these parents' son had disappeared, and they went on this show and they to talk, and they're like, 'What happened to our son?'" She's like, "I'm afraid he's passed away. I see he's drowned or something." And they're like crying on the show because they're like, "Oh my God!" And then the boy was found, like a month later, and they're like, "Oh, so you just completely lied and told these parents that? Yeah. Oh, I see in my visions that your son has died." And it's like, "Nope, he hadn't. You just went on what you thought happened."
But also
so sick.
With Tyler the medium, who was that man? He is the guy from Home. What is that show?
Oh, Tim Allen?
Tim Allen. So, no. Who's the one that passed
that
away?
The
guy who sings Blurred Lines, his dad.
Alan
Thicke?
Alan Thicke.
Okay, Alan Thicke. So he read Alan Thicke a week before he passed away. And it was all, I watched the interview, like I watched it, and he was like, "There, you have a heart condition, like you have an ancestor telling me that you need to go to the doctor and check your heart out." And Alan Thicke was like, ugh, like, my wife made me do this thing and this show. And he was like, I'm fine. Nobody in my family has a heart problem. And then you can see in Tyler Medium's eyes, he was like, no, you really need to go check this out because it's really going to be bad for you. Mm-hmm. And he didn't believe it. And a week ago, he passed away.
Wow.
That's wild.
See, with that, I would still be on the board of, like, no ghosts, just like that person's got amazing ability to read body language and small cues.
You could tell my body language that I'm going to die in a week.
Yeah,
To be fair, dogs can sense.
Possibly. There's a lot of things. We're like, this person might have something that's, you know, supernatural in powers compared to someone else. I don't think it's ghosts, because to me, that'd be the last thing. Before ghosts, it would be like, wow, you are so in tune with subtle body language or all of these things, whether or not you're aware of it, you were able to tell
dogs,
by seeing different
dogs
patterns
can
in
sense,
people.
Dogs can sense, like, a heart attack.
Well, yeah.
That's crazy.
So,
I mean, it's
cancer.
Not, it's like that naturally, like, mm-hmm. they're...
But how do you know what the dog is smelling?
Well, they've just...
I mean, Django did that. He did that for a woman twice.
What do you mean?
Like, the lady that was taking care of Django, she has, like, a heart condition, and, like, twice in a row, he would, like, stop playing fetch or doing something and just, like, stare at her, like, really intensely, or be by her, like, just looking at her, and then 30 seconds later, she'd collapse.
Wow.
That happened twice.
Wow.
Since I last talked to her.
That's
like
crazy.
And so they're going to put him through, like, service dog training to, like, mm-hmm. hone in on that, because
wow.
she needs that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dogs can do that. They can be trained to smell out tumors.
So Tyler, the medium, is... half dog.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
maybe he's...
just the feet.
Maybe he's actually a German
medium,
shepherd.
Would you guys go to a medium? I would love to just see. Because I have, like, spirits
I think it's like
that
if
I would be interested in hearing from.
Yeah, if, like, maybe. Someone here, there's a death.
But I just know, like, they say, like, oh, if you're a skeptic, they can't do it.
Yeah. I'm not a skeptic, though. I'm just, like,
right, but I'm saying for you, but I'm saying for me, if I went,
I'll show you the video after. You'll be like, whoa. That one is the most insane.
I'd want to see it. I don't know. Like, I have a hard time when I'm seeing something that's been produced and edited. That I just don't trust anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying, like, I have a hard. I can't fully believe something that's I'm seeing through media
because
mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, this is people have looked at this. They've even if he's predicting something, they edit it to make it more crazy, right?
I wasn't even that scared of butterflies. It was all of the editing that made me scared
yeah.
of it.
CGI tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but real talk, how many times have we shot a video and be like, that was, oh my God, what did we just shoot? And then it comes out great because the editors make us look awesome.
Yeah.
Like the first 10 try not to laugh.
We didn't know what we were
not
doing.
That was fun, though.
There were definitely some.
But it's also when we shot like 4 in a day, and it was like, by the fourth time, I'm on the 30th joke out of nothing. Like, what do you
there's
expect?
There's definitely some try not to laughs where we were like, there's no way this is making it to air.
And every time.
It turns out funny, and we're like, how?
Yeah.
Dude, I remember there was one back at Defy. It was like towards the end. I remember, I think you and I were like... oh man, I have nothing.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we would have somewhere we were just out of jokes. I think that's the one, like my joke where I came out and I'm just dressed in the street and I'm like, I just got kicked out of a Baja Fresh.
I love that one.
For murder. Like that was me just having no joke, being like, I'm gonna put on this weird costume and just say something.
There's been recent ones where you could tell I just literally have nothing.
But it's that's what's fun.
Sad.
That's what's fun. Is this the entire package that's entertaining? I don't think if the game was let's have the funniest jokes, it would not be fun.
You're
right. So funny
the
on
failures
it.
Are what honestly make it great.
It's everyone together. Thank you so much. Like everyone else is really funny too.
And now on to sports, which I also do. It's so good.
It's all nothing, but in the best way.
Yeah.
It's all like all of us committing and just being so supportive because I know I couldn't go out there and do half the dumb shit. Even when I give up on myself to have someone else like at least like the room wants to laugh. If the room wants to laugh, something's going to be funny. Something's going to be fun. It's it's never going
to
die.
I've discovered with Try Not to Laugh, at least my plan of attack is I'm like, I don't have to be funny at all. If I commit 1,000% to this joke, it'll do something.
Mm-hmm.
It'll either be the greatest failure ever or it'll work.
Yeah.
Also fans like they latch on to everything. Like individual fans can find anything funny. So it's like there's
it's
a group
true.
Of people that love this joke that like is
they hit
nothing.
Us, yeah, it hits us all
or
in different
it's just
ways.
Weird.
Yeah.
Like even we can all be laughing at one joke, but we have different reasons why we're laughing at it. So
yeah, the weirdest jokes that we never think would take off are the ones like when I just came out and I'm like, I'm gonna be this prank caller who calls different pizza places and tells them they're his favorite.
Now I'm wearing
and
your
now
shirt.
We have merch for it. It's so ridiculous.
Cute.
I was thinking about the other day, I was just looking at one of the hoodies and I was just like, how the hell did this happen?
Well,
that's funny.
Speaking of, yeah, that merch you can get on Smosh.store. Guys, thank you for hanging out with me. I know it's time
to go.
Of
course, of course.
Yeah, so if you want to submerse yourself in our pizza place merch, we have various different kinds. Sorry, I just caressed your chest. We also have coffee, my favorite coffee.com. And we also have mugs.
Ooh.
Yeah. Where's your one with the upside down label?
I think it's actually back in our room. I forgot to bring it this time.
Wow. You have one that's upside down?
It was
a misprint. Yeah.
So it's upside down, and I love it.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. You know what it is, gang. Subscribe to the Smoshcast channel if you want to see the highlights on Wednesdays or the full videos on Fridays. Or if you just like using your ears and not your eyes, you get that audio on Wednesdays.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you just like using your eyes but not your ears, watch the video on Friday and just mute it and just watch us just and read our lips.
That's fun. I like that. Is that it?
Get out.
Bye, guys.
Leave us on, but you leave.
Yeah,
you go.
Get out of your car
now.
Get out of your car.
Minutes.
Park your car and get out, but leave the audio on.
Turn your car on.
We're gonna
park
keep
it in the garage.
Our time.
Don't.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.